thinking of what you said all the time, because I thought, because of the simple fact,
okay, Tuesday night, Chavis Halvavus. We're starting off with a few minutes of our version of Shara Bechina. Before I say tonight's lesson, whatever you want to call it, I want to point out just a line in davening that we should pay more attention is Godlo v'tuvo molei olam. Say that on Shabbos. Godlo v'tuvo molei olam. Da'asus v'nos ovavim also. It's in the Kel Adon. So that sentence sums up what we're doing. So the next time you say it, you should say, oh, Godlo, because we're, the complexity of the Bria certainly brings out Hashem's Godlus, the Tuvo, and His goodness, Mole Olam, it's filled with everything. We should endeavor to see the complexity and the goodness of Hashem, Hashem's Hatova, Mole Olam. The world is full of Godlo, the Tuvo. Okay, a fruit peel. So the fruit peel really does a lot of things. It does a lot of things. First of all, you look at the fruit peel, and it's amazing. You see if the fruit's ripe or not. When the fruit's not ripe, the peel is an unappetizing color. Many times, it sort of camouflages the fruit amongst the foliage. It's like green, or it's a color that's drab and unappealing, unappetizing, and many times the mamish camouflages the fruit as if, you know, you're not going to be attracted to the fruit. It's not ripe yet. Okay, when it's edible, when the fruit becomes edible, so along with the edibility of the fruit, which we're not talking about the fruit now, in other words, that's also amazing, which we'll get one day we'll talk about that, but it becomes a bright, attractive color, and it becomes conspicuous, and that tells you that the fruit's ripe, and it also tells you which fruit it is. Each fruit has a very distinctive color, besides the shape, but the peel has a color. Now the peel is, if the peel of fruit, well, the fruit is, the fruit starts decaying. In other words, the fruit is a protective coating. Whether the fruit itself is covered maybe with some sort of coating in the bria, and so that it keeps out water, it's airtight. Alkaponim, you see that if they peel it, that's when decay starts setting in. It has a smell, the peel is fragrant, and you could use it to tell if the fruit is spoiled. You see there's something wrong with the peel, that you look at it. And if it's disposable, if it's not an edible peel, nowadays there's a whole, every peel is edible, adaraba, tons of nutrients and wonderful things in the peel. That's I'm not going into that. There's a whole like movement to get people to eat the peels of everything, because that's where that's what they say. But I'm talking about adaraba, that if we assume that you dispose of the peels, and many peels you dispose of, certainly orange peels, whatever, and potato peels, even though they say not to. But upon them, it disintegrates and it turns into fertilizer. It's the best thing for compost, is the peels of things. So you see, a peel is an amazing thing. And, okay, that's God love a tuva mali olam. Okay.